Welcome to episode 475 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we're talking social proof. We're talking the review society that we all live in, where we all like to have something validated before we make that purchasing decision. And recruitment is no different. In fact, personal testimonies, case studies, Google reviews, snippets that people share on social media make a massive difference to people's results when it comes to recruiting. Because obviously, of course, you've got candidates and you've got clients. And no matter what, no matter who we are influenced by social proof. I think particularly in today's society that really is just fueled by reviews. I was on Amazon the other night buying yet another purchase, and I'm looking through, believe it or not, it was sports socks, and I'm looking through the different reviews and everything else, and if anything's like over a 4.5, it's normally a click from me, it's a yes from me. But imagine I am doing that when it comes to purchasing a pair of socks. I'm also doing it when I think about the next coach that I want to work with. So this, I think you'll find useful. You can get those reviews going across the summer as well, so that as we go into the second half of the year, you've got really amazing marketing collateral to use. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise. Hope you and yours are well as we motor through June, getting very excited because it's nearly Wimbledon time. Yes, it's that time of year when I get attached to the TV. No Andy Murray to watch these days, but there you go. Lots of other amazing players, and be fascinating to see who wins this year. Anyhow, we're going to talk about social proof today. I've talked about it in the past, but I do think it's so important. We're in a really competitive market. People are still buying recruitment services. Candidates are still moving roles. And before they make a decision, they do check people out. So I thought it was good to just have a bit of a review around social proof, data behind it that I think might fascinate you, where the four key areas to look at getting social proof from and who. And then also just the way that you can format it and use it and start to use it within your marketing. Now, I'm going to get into that in a second. If you're new here, welcome. Great to have you. If you've not given us a shout out on social, we appreciate it. Subtle, very subtle review that you are giving us on social media always help because it helps because it's coming from someone else. But we really appreciate that. And, you know, if you give us a thumbs up on iTunes and Spotify, which is where you can access this podcast, obviously it's on our website as well. So you can go over there where you will actually get a summary of what we've said on the podcast. And I hope you find that useful. If you haven't done our candidate and client attraction scorecard, might be a good idea to do it now as we're moving through the summer, and you can really start to plan and look at, okay, so what are the things that I need to do? Really easy to do, 15 questions. You'll get them all done within 3 to 5 minutes, and you'll get a personalized report based on what's working now and all of the things that we've been doing over the last 18 years at Superfast working with recruiters just like you. All you need to do, if you're on the website, you will see at the end of each podcast and blog post, there's a take your scorecard. So you can just pop your name and email address in there. Alternatively, just go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. So let's talk about reviews and the review society that we live in. Now, the review society has been growing for years. I think obviously As the internet descended on us all, then the availability of reference points of should I be using this or should I have been using that have just really, really exploded. And the thing is, we live in this society where many of our decisions, both personal and professional, are shaped by what other people think, what other people experience, what other people say. Now, I gave a fun example about sports socks, but I'm sure if you look at your last purchase, you may have gone and just had a little quick click at the reviews on Amazon or whatever else it was. Or if you are using a new supplier or a new partner, whatever you want to call that person in your business, you will probably have checked people out and you will have looked at their reviews. You might have looked at their case study. It's really interesting, but a lot of our clients who are really getting into putting case studies and testimonials on our website, that is one of their most reviewed pages. It certainly is with us, because the way that we are in today's marketplace, we don't like making a mistake. We want some validation. And that is what people do. It is so important because everything is just shaped by what other people think and do. Now, let's just talk about the power of social proof and why it works. The first thing is trust and validation. We've had many experiences where we've worked with somebody and we get on a call with them. We think, yeah, I really like that person, really, really work. But I still find myself going and reading some of their reviews and testimonials, because it's all about the way that social proof can validate your expertise and build trust. I think that's especially so in a crowded marketplace, which is exactly what is happening in the recruitment sector and staffing sector and search sector currently. People want reassurance they're making the right choice, particularly when they're entrusting someone with their career or their hiring need. This is a high value purchase for a company that's paying your fee. For many of you, many people that listen to this podcast are experienced recruiters. Your fees run into five and sometimes six figures. When someone is spending that amount of money, they want to make sure that they have ticked all the boxes and they are sure that this individual can find that new person for their team. And of course, decision-making, as human beings, we are supremely influenced by others' experience. Candidates and clients want to know, am I going to get results? There's some key things that happen in our lives, aren't they? Getting married, moving house, handling grief. And above many of those is actually our work, our purpose. The things that we're doing in this world are so important. So we don't want to make a mistake in that area of our life, because we know how important it is to get a job in the right company, to build our career. So that is something to consider. And of course, when we talk about decision-making, social proof in lots of ways is more persuasive than traditional marketing. It might surprise me to say that, but what really puts marketing on steroids and really puts social proof on steroids is actually combining the two, so that people are getting information, they're getting validation from you about that you're positioning yourself, about how you can help them. But then they're also getting that information and that insight. I like to call it from the horse's mouth. So from people that have actually used your service and got a great experience with it. So that you're combining everything together. I think I mentioned in another podcast, you know, go and look at the Standing Out on Social training that we have on our website, and that's also on YouTube, because we talk about that as well. And we talk about that horse's mouth ability that most people have. Because if you have done a great job for somebody, if you've helped someone build their team, that someone's getting a new role in a company that they've always wanted to work with, they are more than happy, if they've had a good service, to give you some form of testimonial or some form of social proof. And if you want any evidence of the review society, here's some data to blow your mind. 70% of job seekers will check out reviews before they make a career move. Now, they can check out the company that you're sending them to. So make sure that you are, top tip, make sure you're working with your companies around their employer brand and how they're communicating that. And obviously, they do this on Glassdoor. Approaching 60% of people turn to social media, with employee testimonials being the most trusted source. Go and have a look on LinkedIn. There's a LinkedIn survey about that. And 79% of recruiters consider LinkedIn recommendations a significant hiring factor when they're looking for people. Now, this is obviously on LinkedIn's Global Trends Report. So go and knock yourself out and go and look at all the data around this. Of course, I can keep talking about the many benefits of social proof. You will only need to look at your own behavior. I am absolutely certain that before you make a significant purchase, you go and have a look around at testimonials, recommendations from people that have either used it or had an experience with it. Because what social proof is doing for those people as well is it's building their brand authority. It helps to differentiate you. You don't see as many recruitment companies with testimonials and case studies. And it's just the reason that they've forgotten to do it, not that there's any issue. When we talk to some of our clients and they first start working with us, they are amazing recruiters, absolutely amazing. Might not be so good at marketing. That's why they come to work with us. And when we talk to them, they go, oh, yeah, oh, I placed this person, did this, or oh, this person sent me this through the post because I'd done this for them. And when I say to them, have you got a case study about? Oh, no, I forgot to ask. Oh, no, I do need to get some testimonials. And so people are there, willing and ready to give you testimonials. And it's just going to help you stand out so much. Obviously, it's logical. I shared my example on Amazon, and I appreciate that was a B2C purchase, but it was a case of, right, okay, 4.5 review, click, 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 credit card, there we go, purchased. And it is the same for all of us, having that validation. Well, somebody like me has written a testimonial on their website and it's worked. And that makes a real difference. So it's enhancing your credibility. It's for the individual reading your testimonial, it removes that perceived risk. And of course, case studies always help with SEO and online visibility too. So let me just talk about the types of social proof to use that are the easiest to get going. There are four really that we would recommend for recruiters. Yes, of course, you can sign up to Trustpilot. You can sign up to all of these different companies that can help you with that. But really, there are four key things. I'm just going to go through each one. One is Google reviews. The other is LinkedIn recommendations. The other is testimonials. And the third one is case studies, which are really meaty and very well worth doing. Now, one of the first ones to consider is Google reviews. And if you're working with candidates and clients, go and ask them to give you a quick Google review. There's nothing like going onto Google and you Google a company name, and then suddenly that pops up on the right-hand side in the UK. And I think it's the same in most of the countries in the world. If you see a supplier who has got like 40 or 50 five-star Google reviews or 4.9 or whatever, you're going to dive into that and look at that. And that's like a validation. It's an unconscious tick that that's okay. And Google reviews are so easy to actually get. You just need to ask for them and do it in a structured way. One of the elements that we give our Superfast Circle clients, one of the training products, and with all the templates, is basically a whole suite of marketing material that helps them get all their Google reviews, their LinkedIn recommendations, case studies, whatever, set up. So if you want to know more about that, obviously, you know what to do. Just jump on a call with Sharon or I, and we can chat you through it. But what you can then do when you've got your Google reviews as well, of course, you can grab the Google review and you can be sharing that emails. You can be sharing it on LinkedIn. Wherever your clients are hanging out, you can be sharing it there. The next thing is LinkedIn recommendations, and not everyone bothers with this, and yet it is a great thing to do. You've placed a candidate, you've got a satisfied client, just ask them. Even LinkedIn sets it all up for you. It's very easy to ask. So all you need to do there is decide who you want to ask for a review and then ask for it through LinkedIn. And of course, then you'll have recommendations all over your profile. And for many of you who have a lot of connections and you've really helped people, just go and cherry pick some people and put them there. The great thing about that as well is, of course, if somebody is giving you a LinkedIn recommendation, then you can use that across all of your different marketing channels. I just wanted to take a moment to connect with all of you amazing listeners. As you know, our podcast isn't sponsored, and we pour our hearts into bringing you quality content for every single episode. Now, if you've been enjoying the show, I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn. You can find me at linkedin.com/Denise Oyston. That's OYSTON. Just click that link. Let's connect. And also a quick reminder that sharing our podcast or giving us a shout out on social goes a long way to helping grow our community and getting the message out there to all of the small recruitment companies and staffing companies and search companies that want to do well. Your support does mean the world to us, and it helps us to continue doing what we love. So thanks for being part of the journey. Now let's get back to that show. Now, when it comes to testimonials, these are great. And the barrier to actually filling them out for people is minimal. So they're easy to collect and they're easy to share out. And it's an easy thing to do. Is really just literally every single candidate that you place, every single client that you work with and you help them get a great result, ask them for a testimonial. Share other testimonials that people have done for you if they're a little bit unsure. Send them some specific questions to answer and get them to answer them and then put them into your testimonial. And if you can get someone to do a video testimonial, that is amazing, because people are seeing, hearing, experiencing that live interaction with individuals. So if you can do that, that's great. And obviously, the more authentic language you use, the better it is. And all of those testimonials that you get are going to be able to shout out to your market, oh, these are the experiences that I might get if I work with X or Y. And you know, when you're talking to people, you're talking to your candidate and the client, say, look, really, really appreciate you doing a testimonial. Ask them some questions, structure the questions of the sort of information that you want to get across to people and what a difference that will make. Now, the other thing that is great to do is case studies. And if you want an example of how to create case studies, go and have a look on the Superfast Recruitment website and you'll see case studies that our clients have created for us. And what they've done, it's been really, really super helpful. We send them a set of questions and give them time to answer them. Our clients are amazing and they're very willing to jump onto a call with us and a video call because they appreciate the work that we've help them do over time. And then basically we have that video is transcribed and then that video is edited, put onto our website and people can go and access it there. And it really helps. But also what we do is obviously we've recorded the video. We also create from that a PDF document, a case study document. And quite often we find that when we are having a sales conversation with you guys who are considering working with us, we'll send a follow-up email. And in that email will be several links to different case studies. And here's the thing, get case studies from, yes, of course, we've all got mates that we work with and it's great to have them do things, but get case studies from your ideal clients and candidates that you want more of. Because there's a thing about case studies and to be honest, testimonials as well, then people look at the individual that has recorded the video or they're going through the recording or they're reading whatever's there. They're looking at the image, they're looking at the photograph and they're recognizing themselves. So there is like that unconscious connection. Ah, they work with people like me. So often we work with solos and we work with organizations with, you know, up to like 30 individuals. And sometimes we've had a couple of people come to us and say, I decided to reach out to you because I noticed that you do work with solos as well. And we say, yes, we do. We're here to make a solo's life much easier, particularly those that are driven and want to move forward. And so it is great to have people like your ideal client and candidate who will record testimonials for you. Now, just something to talk about here, and this is a caveat, is when you are speaking to somebody, just let them know that you are asking for this to use for marketing purposes. I know you're probably smiling at the other end of this recording. And yes, just make it really, really clear, because you don't want to go through all this work and suddenly say, oh, this needs to go up to the powers that be. I don't think you can share it. Yes, of course, you can anonymize. And I think depending on the markets that you work in, people will accept that if it's anonymous, FTSE 500 company or whatever, people get that. People are not allowed to put the name there. However, whatever is written there can help you. So just make sure, though, for many of you, if you can put somebody's name, if you can put their picture there, even better. Just make sure that you have the authority. I remember once when we had our content side, the agency side, I remember that we did a couple of case studies for one particular company, and they were working with Harley Davidson. It was a brilliant case study, even though I say so myself. But of course, Harley would not allow them to put it up. Our client hadn't checked that ahead of time. But there you go. These things can sometimes happen. So we've talked about all of these things with testimonials, where to share them. Of course, you can share them everywhere. I would share them on all your social channels. You'll notice, just follow Sharon and I on LinkedIn, and you'll see that we have multiple testimonial snippets where we share the different areas that we help people with. So obviously, we're marketeers. We're also, let's be honest, we're business coaches. We're sales coaches. We are leadership coaches. So sometimes people come to us and we help them with their marketing, but also we help them with so many other things in their business. We have a sort of like a mentoring process that we help people really think things through. And obviously, Sharon is a leadership and mindset coach as well, doing that for like 30 years. So there is all sorts of snippets in the testimonials that we share, which means you could do it too, so that people get this real experience about you and people will share that for you, so you can see the difference that that can make. So Canva, brilliant tool. You can use, there's multiple templates in Canva that you can use for testimonials, case studies. Just make sure you brand them up with your logo and colors and fonts, so they all speak into your brand. Post them on social, send them in emails that you send out to people. You'll notice if you've ever landed on a page of ours where you've given us your name and email address, say you've signed up for one of our webinars, you'll notice that you'll always land on a thank you page. And it's normally Sharon or myself telling you what to do next. And as you scroll down that page, you will see literally, probably I think we're up to 100 now, testimonials and case studies that you can then go and access and look at. So you can see the difference that can make, you know, that all these subtle things that you're doing when it comes to your visibility and how that's going to help you. So if you haven't really embraced this part of marketing, I really encourage you to just have a go. You'll be amazed how willing people are to give you a testimonial. And then for some people, they're a little bit nervous about getting it out there, but get it out there, because many people, you know that you could make a huge difference to candidates' lives. You can make a huge difference to clients' lives. Now, some of these clients will get switched on by the marketing that you're sending out. Some of them might get switched on by your testimonial and your case study. Imagine when you've had a conversation, they get a follow-up email, and there's multiple links to all the different case studies of people you've worked with, just like them showing you the results that you can deliver. makes a huge difference to people. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.